Iran's President Hassan Rouhani's called for efforts to boost intelligence sharing with South Africa in fighting terrorism in the Middle East and Africa.
Considering the importance of the fight against terrorism and violence, another subject that we discussed in both on private and bilateral meetings was actually about a possible cooperation or coordination that can happen between the two intelligence services of the two countries.
Rouhani made this statement in a joint press conference with visiting South African President Jacob Zuma in Tehran. He also highlighted the need for political solutions to the current crises in Yemen and Syria. Rouhani urged support for the Iraqi government in its fight against the Takfiri terrorists. For his part, South African President congratulated Iran on the lifting of nuclear sanctions. He also emphasized Iran's right to use nuclear technology for peaceful purposes. Zuma arrived in Tehran earlier today at the top of a 180-member delegation to strengthen bilateral relations. The two sides have signed several documents in trade and economic fields. Journalist and political analyst Sayed Mostafa Khoshchesham joins us now in our studios here in Tehran to offer us more insight on that story. Mr. Khoshchesham, welcome to the program. The two presidents of Iran and South Africa in their meeting today both stated that the potential is high in various fields with regards to cooperation between the two countries. Walk us through what was said today.
In the name of God, hello, and thank you very much for inviting me. Well, ever since President Khatami, Iran has been looking to the east in a major part of, for a major part of his economy and foreign policy. And also Africa, the entire African continent, has had a very special position in place in Iran's foreign policy and economy. This look was, you know, it grew under President Ahmadinejad especially. Iran, you know, has very rich mineral resources. It's located in a very strategic position. It's a very important chunk of the Silk Road. It's been always there for several thousand years. And also it has very young, educated workforce, a skillful workforce. And it has an untapped market after a decade-long sanctions. Some even in the West call Iran as the last very lucrative market, which can provide you with huge interests in the world. Now, every country following the nuclear deal has been dispatching delegation to Tehran in order to win a share of this lucrative market. Africans do not want to stay behind others. That's one point. And Iran has a lot to offer to them. Remember that Iran is a pioneering state in the world in stem cell technology and many other various areas of technologies. And also, we can just point to the joint venture of two private firms in Iran and Africa, the MTN Iran Cell, that's a very huge cooperation in Iran, which has been making a lot of benefits under the sanctions even, and has a major say in Iran's telecommunication and mobile industry. The same is true with Africa. Africa has an untapped, it has untapped potentials for Iran, for Iranian dam makers. Iran is a pioneering state among the first three world states in dam construction. And also Iran has been pursuing various projects in agriculture in Africa, especially in irrigation and exporting irrigation, modern irrigation technologies to that continent, which is short of water, all we know that. That's one part. The other part is about terrorism. You know, the other day President Rouhani mentioned that if it wasn't for Iran, then the Daesh, the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, it would have a state, it would have established its own state in a part of the Middle East, and we would have witnessed a new map in the Middle East. It was for Iran that they failed to do so. Now they have stretched their you know, threat to East Africa, to Libya. They have deployed troops in there. Algerian army just last week went on the alert because of increased activities of Daesh in there. Also, we have terrorism on the growth in Nigeria. Just a few months ago, the Nigerian government killed, according to the latest report of Amnesty International, they killed 1,000 unarmed Shiites in there. Also, in the Central African Republic, you have terrorist groups, Christian terrorist groups, that have been killing Muslims. Again, in Nigeria, you have Boko Haram that renewed allegiance or expressed allegiance to Daesh only last year. And also, in along the coasts of Somalia, you have pirates that were quelled by the Iranian Navy, and their threats was pushed back by the Iranian Navy, not only the threats to the Iranian tankers and trade ships, but also to foreign vessels. And the Africans, especially South Africa, is feeling, all African states, they are feeling the threat of terrorism, and they know that it's on the growth in their continent. Many believe that Africa will be entangled in a very bloody war of terrorism in the next decade, the same thing which is being experienced in the Middle East right now. And they know that Iran has very good experience in fighting terrorism, especially the Wahhabi-driven terrorism, Daesh, and its offshoots in various parts of the world. Iran is the pioneering state in fighting Daesh and Takfiri and Wahhabi-driven terrorism. So they want to start cooperation, serious cooperation with Iran, and everything starts with intelligence sharing, the same thing that happened in Iraq with the alliance of Iran, Iraq, Syria, Russia, and Hezbollah that has had very good success so far.
In the joint press conference that was held earlier today in Tehran, Jacob Zuma said something to the effect that how South Africa was inspired by Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution, and he thanked Iranians for standing by the people of South Africa in their struggle against apartheid. Give us your perspective on those comments and what they show about Iran's position in global politics.
The same is true in here. I mean, we also appreciate Nelson Mandela for his stance, very esteemed stance, the late Mandela, his stance towards Israel, the occupying regime, the Quds occupying regime, and its oppression of the Palestinian nation. He supported them as well. You know, this is a basic human value. Apartheid is recognized as a violation of human rights. It's against humanity, no matter it's in South Africa or in Israel, wherever it is, according to Iranian and Islamic values, it's rejected, and everybody should stand up to it. The same happened when Iran was among, I believe, the first few states that rejected ties with the apartheid regime in South Africa. And Nelson Mandela did the same. He always rejected the Israeli regime as an occupying force that is quelling the Palestinians and usurping their rights. So both sides understand each other very well in this regard.
All right, thank you very much, journalist and political analyst, Mr. Said Mustafa Hoshesh, joining us here in our studios in Tehran. Your comments are much appreciated, sir.